Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
If you run a business or are in charge of hiring, why not call Sylvester Recruiting Services? We have an enormous database of qualified employees around the country, and we'll help you find the right person who can fit your needs. The benefit to you is that you won't have to wait too long for us to fill your staffing needs. That will let you get qualified employees hired so that you can focus on enlarging your business. Why don't you visit our website to schedule a free over-the-phone consultation? At Sylvester, our goal is to help you keep your business running smoothly.
Number 71. What service is being promoted? Number 72. What benefit does the advertisement mention? Number 73. Why are the listeners advised to visit a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, passengers heading to Michigan. There is a blizzard in the area, so all northbound trains are being delayed. Some of the trains may be departing around half an hour behind schedule. We apologize for the inconvenience this may cause and would like to let you know that we'll be closely monitoring the weather. Please check the departure boards throughout the station to get up-to-date information on all departure times and delays. Thank you for riding with us.
Number 74. Where is the announcement most likely being made? Number 75. What is causing the problem? Number 76. What are listeners told to check? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Jacobs. I appreciate your reaching out to the Human Resources Department. I read the email you sent requesting that we meet regarding some corrections which must be made to your personnel file. However, I'd like to inform you that I already made all of the necessary alterations. By the end of the week, you'll get a notification about the changes by email. The only thing you need to do now is go to the security office and have a new employee ID card made up. It must have your corrected name on it. I suggest doing that as soon as you can today.
Number 77. Which department does the speaker most likely work in? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when she says,
I already made all of the necessary alterations?
Number 79. What is the listener advised to do as soon as possible? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement. Do you work in a management or supervisory position? Are you interested in improving your leadership skills and contributing more to your company? If so, then come to the 14th Annual Zurich Leadership Convention. At smaller conventions, you often run into the same people again and again, but here, more than 2,500 professionals will be attending. In addition, to encourage participation, we're giving discounts to attendees who register with three or more colleagues from the same business or professional organization. Just choose the group registration option on our website when you sign up. Number 80. What is the topic of the conference? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when he says, more than 2,500 professionals will be attending? Number 82. How can the listeners get a discount on registration? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Henrietta. This is Stephen. I received some user comments on the budget management software our department has been working on for the last 3 months. The program has a few issues, most of which are related to how graphics are displayed on the screen. Robert suggested that I call you because he said you can give me some solutions regarding these kinds of unsolved technological problems. They need to be fixed by the end of the month, and quite a few people in my department are either away on business or on vacation. Please call me back after you hear this message. Thanks.
Number 83. What is the speaker working on? Number 84. Why does the speaker say the listener was recommended? Number 85. Why does the speaker say?
Quite a few people in my department are either away on business or on vacation.
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. Thank you for attending today's marketing team meeting. We need to create a draft of an upcoming telephone customer survey. We have to learn more about our customers' shopping habits to see if we really need to continue printing a catalog. One of our company's objectives is to reduce printing costs, and we could do this by eliminating our mail-order catalogs. So, why don't all of you take the next 5 minutes to come up with some questions we could ask in our survey? Then, I want you to divide into groups of four and discuss what you thought of. Number 86. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 87. According to the speaker, what is a company objective this year? Number 88. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm leaving this message for Aaron Judge. I notice your name and number on a sign advertising property in the White Flower neighborhood this morning. I'd love to purchase a house there. I noticed a large park with a lake there and would like to live in the area since I enjoy spending time outdoors. As for the type of house I want, I need a place with 4 bedrooms, one of which I think should be more spacious to set up an office. I work from home, so that's very important. I'll be busy meeting clients all day tomorrow, so how about contacting me next week?
Number 89. Why is the speaker interested in the White Flower neighborhood? Number 90. What does the speaker need in his home? Number 91. According to the speaker, what is he supposed to do tomorrow? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
You should all be aware that Jasmine Lee, who has handled the travel arrangements here for years, will be retiring in November. We at Zeta Manufacturing know that travel is vital for our salespeople, who visit stores around the country to present our new lines and encourage them to sell our ovens, toasters, and other appliances. After much consideration, we've decided not to hire somebody in-house to replace Jasmine, but instead to employ an outside vendor, Prentice Travel, to handle our travel needs. Jasmine herself highly recommended this place, so while you're used to calling Jasmine to ask her questions whenever you need, you'll be doing it in a slightly different manner now. But note that Jasmine will personally assign a dedicated travel manager to us.
Number 92. Where do the listeners work? Number 93. How did the company learn about Prentice Travel? Number 94. What does the speaker mean when she says,
Jasmine will personally assign a dedicated travel manager to us?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule. Next month, we're launching an initiative to make us more environmentally friendly. Please check out this schedule so you can see how we'll focus on a different way to preserve the environment each week. Whichever department has the greatest percentage of its employees sign up to contribute to the initiative will get an extra day of paid vacation. In addition, we'll also be holding a volunteer day when we'll plant trees in the city's parks. It will happen in the week that's designated for reducing paper use, so we'll offset the paper we do use by planting trees as well as cut down on our paper consumption. If you are interested in volunteering to help plant the trees, speak with your supervisor. Number 95. According to the speaker, what reward will be given to some employees? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When is the volunteer day scheduled? Number 97. What should the listeners interested in participating in the volunteer day do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop and flowchart.
All right, everybody. We just discussed writing a business plan for a new hotel. I mentioned earlier that the hospitality business is complicated, but by learning these key steps, you'll be on the road to success. In a moment, I'll discuss how to construct your new hotel. But before that, we've got a guest lecturer here with us. He's an expert on real estate, and he's going to cover the fine points of choosing the perfect location for your hotel. Now, before the lecture begins, let me remind you of something. Next door is a reference library, so feel free to visit it any time after the workshop to get more specific information.
Number 98. What industry is the workshop focusing on? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which step will the guest speaker talk about? Number 100. Why does the speaker suggest using another room?